How did that sweet thing? What brings you to this part of town? Just relaxing from all the crazy stuff in the world? I get that. So, what can I get for you, sweet hun? Got a lot of stock back here, and I make terrific drinks. So, what will it be? Come right up. Here you go, sweetheart. On the house. It isn't every day I get such eye candy around here, so stick around, will you? Plus, you seem kinda down, sweet thing. Not just the world you got on your shoulders, is it? I knew it. Something was off from the moment you came through those doors over there. Oh, I saw you. Need to know what kind of clientele is walking through those doors. And something in the way they carry themselves coming in here gives me a hint. Doesn't always work, though. So, tell me, not going to judge you good looking. I even got a shoulder for you if that's what you need. Well, can't do that in opening hours though. But if you stick around after closing, I got some time. Just stay here at the bar with me. And I'll keep the others from bothering you. If anyone does, well, they'll be kicked out. Trust me, sweet thing. They know me. I don't fuck around. So, what do you say? Well, that's just swell, sweet cheeks. Not that long now. Talk to you later. Let me know if you need a new drink until then. Still in the house. Here we are. Just you and me. Hope the wait wasn't too long, sweetheart. I can clean up in the morning. Let's head to my place. It's right upstairs. Oh, I'm not afraid of you, darling. This gal can take care of herself. Plus, I don't think you're gonna try anything. Well, with the mood you've been in this evening, I will be very surprised if you suddenly have the energy to try anything. So come on. Here we are, my little place above the bar. I own it, silly. Of course I live right above it. That way, if there's any trouble, well, I will be there on the double. Made you smile. Go on, just sit down on the couch. I'll get us some water. I would offer something stronger, but I'm afraid I have to cut you off now. It was some hard-hitting stuff I gave you downstairs. Now, where do you want to start? Still hesitant to talk to me, are you? Well, can't say I can blame you for that. So, let's just say I've probably been where you are right now. And at that time, I wish I had someone to talk to. It's really hard to figure stuff out on your own. Or just being able to vent and get stuff off your chest, that really helps. So, that's what I'm doing right now. And I got all night. Either you can tell me what's wrong, or we can just have a casual conversation. Not going to force you into saying anything you don't feel up to. Especially to a stranger. Since that is what I am. Want me to talk a little about myself first, maybe? Well, name's Lara. I've lived in this town all my life. Well, almost. I moved away for some years, got into some shady shit, but I got myself out of it. After some time, I found myself back in my hometown. Though, not the good part of it. No. Got real close with the lady who ran this place before me. Crazy bitch offered me a job the moment I stepped into this dump. It's almost like I got myself a new ma. She didn't have any kids, so when she passed a few years back, she willed it to me. Shady bitch didn't even tell me I was in the will. Found out by chance. Wasn't planning on going to her funeral. You know, those things are really depressing. But I did. Wanted to say a last goodbye. You see, we were close. I called her Ma. But I don't really care for funerals. The soul isn't even there anymore, you know? It's not in the body, it's free. I can talk to her whenever I want. Don't need to see no casket being lowered into the ground. I went, and a lawyer of some kind caught me when I was walking in. There were a lot of people there, but he asked for me by name. I knew there was something, and after the funeral was over, I had a chat with him. He read me her will, and I was gobsmacked. The bar, this apartment, anything she had left was mine for the taking, and I ain't stupid. I got no good education or a reputation to my name, so I jumped the chance. And here I am. So I figure, someone gave me a chance. Made me feel good about myself. So I also want to give something back into this world. And no, I ain't giving you my bar. This place is mine. But listening to someone, helping him out in a little way, well, that's something I can do. I've seen a lot of shit, and nothing you say will bother me. So, just lay it on me, sweet cheeks. I can take it.